If we didn't know better from this gospel today, we'd think that Jesus was some sort of sick and twisted and sadistic person. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Oh, how happy you will be! That's what blessedness is, that eternal happiness. Oh yeah, I love to be insulted. I love to be persecuted, Jesus. Yes, thank you. But of course, Jesus is saying he has this eternal vision in mind. That he who went through it first, when we unite ourselves to him, then all that trash in our lives finally makes sense. Finally goes somewhere. It means something. It unites us to him. And that's what we're supposed to do, of course, especially as we celebrate this All Saints Day, is unite ourselves to him. What makes a person a saint isn't someone who doesn't sin. Everyone sins with the exception of Mary. Every human person sins. But what makes a saint is someone who strives to see the face of God. And so when they sin, they get up again. They get knocked down, they get up again. Never going to get them down. They get knocked down, they get up again. It's a wonderful thing. That's that God allows us to be lifted out of our sin. And you see, today we celebrate All Saints Day, and that's a reminder that there are many more saints in heaven than those who are canonized. Many more saints who are in heaven than everyone in heaven is a saint. And that being said, that then means that every single one of us, if we want to get to heaven, which is what God wants for us, we then must become saints. Father, isn't that asking a little bit too much? You know, I'm not going to be able to do all that's required to be a saint. Well, God wants us to be saints. God didn't make anyone to be mediocre. God didn't say, okay, I'm going to make all of you, and you're going to go to hell, and then I'm going to make all of you, and I want you to go to purgatory first, and then I'm going to make these special select ones that will go straight to heaven. No, God wants everyone to go straight to heaven. He didn't make anyone to go to hell. People choose hell, but he didn't want anyone for that. Every single person he chooses and makes because he loves them. And he wants them to be with him forever in heaven. He wants each of us to be a saint. What does it take? Well, it takes that when we sin, we fly back into the arms of Jesus. We repent, which means we turn away from our sin. It doesn't just mean we feel kind of sorry for it. It means we turn away from our sin. We repent and we fly into his arms. We trust ourselves into his mercy. I forget who was telling me this the other day. I think it was a priest friend of mine who basically said he's trying to instruct his new Catholics in his parish. And he's a new Catholic too, of all things, about the beauty of confession. And he says, you know, a lot of times we think about confession, we say, confession. But he says, confession must be the first thing we think about when we sin mortally, when we sin in a grievous way, that our first initiative is to go and to fly to confession. He says, not because it's some sort of punishment, but because confession is reaching into God's arms of mercy and letting us him hold us. That when we sin, the first reaction should be to fly back into his arms. That's what makes a saint. Not someone who never sins, but rather someone who, when they sin, get back up and fly into God's arms. Now, as we celebrate this All Saints Day, of course, we have so many people who've gone before us to give us the example. Because, you see, wars are won by the stories we tell, and wars are lost by the stories we tell. Our lives are shaped by the stories we tell, by the stories we listen to. We need to listen to good stories. We need to listen to the stories of the saints. When I was growing up, I listened to those stories. I please God will help me to become a saint. But I had comic books. Can you believe it? I had comic books of John Paul II, of St. Maximilian Kolbe, of St. Francis of Assisi, of Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Of course, Mother Teresa and John Paul were still alive at the time. But I had these comic books. I read them. It was great. It was lovely. I was formed by them. And then I wanted others. And so we had these books of saints that we would read through. When we hear and read the stories of the saints, they build us up. This is what happened to St. Ignatius of Loyola, who is the founder of the Jesuits. St. Ignatius loved to read the stories of knight-errant. It's like our kids today who might like reading stories about Jedis, you know, and the Star Wars stuff. He loved to read that type of stuff. And he loved to fantasize about this, and he went out and he said, I'm going to be one of them. And he went into battle, and he was a soldier. And you know what happened to St. Ignatius? He got a cannonball in the leg. Kind of put an end to his soldiering career. And so as he is recouping, he said, do you have any stories of knight-errantry? And they say, no, we don't have any of that here. But we do have some stories of the lives of the saints. And you can almost hear this in his voice as he says, okay, give it to me. He needed something to read because he's in bed. You know, there's nothing to do for a long time. So he starts reading them. And he's fascinated by the stories of the saints, whether it's St. Francis of Assisi, St. Dominic, or whoever. And he started to realize that when he daydreamed about being a saint, he enjoyed it. And then afterwards, he was left with this wonderful experience. When he daydreamed about being a knight, he enjoyed it, but then was left empty afterwards and feeling kind of like lost. After a while, he became to realize, maybe that's telling me something. And he ended up focusing more on the lives of the saints. But the stories that we listen to, the stories that we read, they shape us, they form us, they're important. Not only that, we have to recognize that the saints aren't just stories from the past or people up in heaven way up there, you know, looking down and saying, ha ha, look at what they're going through. I remember that. The saints are so close to us. They're supposed to be our friends. The letter to the Hebrews talks about this cloud of witnesses that spurs us on. The saints are supposed to be our close friends. I think about St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who is one of my close friends. She died in 1897, so you know I couldn't have ever known her in this life, right? She also spoke French. I don't speak French. But in heaven, they're given the language of everyone. And, you know, as I've read through the stories of St. Thérèse, as I've read her autobiography, as I've prayed with her, over the years, she's become a close, intimate friend. She's drawn me so close to Jesus. I know if I need anything, I can go to her and ask it of her. Not as of, oh, great Saint Therese, please come and give me everything I need. But as a little friend, let's go to the Father together. And she takes my hand and we walk hand in hand into the Father's presence and we ask Him for our needs. And we all have known some saint in our lifetime. I think about my grandmother. What a saint she was that when she died, she stood up from her rocking chair and walked into Jesus' arms. I think about Auntie Ethel, who was one of the great saints who sat in the front pew at my home parish and was prayed so many rosaries every day. She broke rosaries. I don't know anyone that's ever broken rosaries as much. She kept breaking rosaries all the time. She prayed them so much. She was in love with Jesus. And I ask for her intercession all the time. She prays to Jesus. I never get disappointed. She always gets me what I need from God. That the saints are supposed to be our friends. They're supposed to be close to us. Not someone out there, but someone intimately connected to our lives. And heaven weeps
when we don't ask for their help. Because they so long to be there with us through our struggles. They've been there. Do you think the saints don't know the struggles we have? They know it. They've been there. We have saints who are mentally ill. We have saints who've been divorced. We have saints, you know, all these things. They've all struggled. They know our human condition. They remember it. And they want to then come and help us get close to Jesus. And so on this All Saints Day, let's cry out to all the saints begging for their help, that they may truly come and help us get close to our God, that we too may become saints.